Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we're going to talk about technology. Is it good? Is it bad? And is it making us depressed? The answer is both yes and no. It is good and it's bad if it's not managed well. So the key here is management of technology. Not technology being bad, it's what are we doing with the technology. Technology is amazing. It's leading to all kinds of advances and innovations and people being able to be connected and all kinds of things. But it's what are we doing with the technology? How are you managing the technology in your life? Research shows that mismanagement of technology can lead to depression. Why? Let's unpack this. Okay, first of all, we are designed to be addicted. Addiction is a natural function of our brain, but addiction in a positive sense. Addiction means consumed by. So we're designed as humans to be consumed by things that make us excited and wanting to learn and wanting to love and have relationships, and it's just a natural function. So if we do it correctly and in what I call the love zone, then we're going to manage that addiction correctly. So if we manage it incorrectly, what happens is that we cause damage inside of our brain. So instead of the addiction working in the love zone and working for us and making our brain healthier, it becomes toxic. Here's a simple brain explanation, then we'll talk a little bit more practically. When you get excited about something, your brain does a lot of things. And one of the things that it does is it releases a surge of dopamine. And that gives you a motivation to be able to carry on doing that, whatever it is that you're doing. It also helps you to build memory. And then that causes the release of serotonin, which makes you feel good. And then a whole bunch of other great things happen. So when this is managed well, then this works for us and we build good memories and we function well and we do well and we succeed in whatever we're trying to do. But if we do it incorrectly, it then becomes distorted and it becomes toxic. So the dopamine and the serotonin don't flow in the correct amount. And so we build a distorted pattern. It creates a temporary high, not a sustainable high, a temporary high that goes to a low very quickly. So then you're looking for the next fix. So it's almost like an alcohol addiction or a porn addiction or something like that. It's when the addiction goes wrong. Now, why would it go wrong? Well, it's the motivation behind it. So if you are looking for that high to distract you from something that's going on in your life, distract you from an issue, a problem, a feeling that you can't deal with, a trauma or something like that, then the addiction goes from being positive to negative and it works against you instead of for you. And when social media is used in this way, like a distraction to cover up something that's actually going on in your life, then it becomes bad for you. Then your brain is working against you instead of for you. Another thing about social media related to addictions is that social media is designed in such a way that it's like a slot machine. When you pull the page down and you refresh, that creates that temporary dopamine high. If it's managed well, it's fine. It can be a little bit of a brain break. It can be that you find out some great news about a friend or something and you can encourage them, or you get up to date with some kind of news, something that's going on in the news. So if you use it correctly, then that's going to work for you. But if you are using it to constantly distract yourself from thinking through that problem or facing that issue or dealing with that trauma, then as I said, it's negative. And you build negative patterns into your brain that it becomes your go-to when you don't really want to deal with stuff. And that's where that can cause depression. Because repeated highs and lows in your brain create damage. And that creates a disturbance between the mind and the brain that can cause things like anxiety and depression, which aren't diseases, which are reactions of our mind. So we can control that. So once again, it comes back to management. We need to know how to manage our technology. There's a lot of ways that we can manage our technology these days. Go and look for ways, find out how you can start managing how much time that you put on that you're putting into technology. In other words, be deliberate and intentional about how you are going to use technology in your life. Research shows that the average person is spending about 8 hours a day on meaningless use of technology. Meanwhile, 2 hours a day is fine. Meaningful use of technology. What would meaningful use of technology be? Having a little brain break, keeping up to date with some interesting information, seeing what's going on in your friends' lives. We are sociable people. We love to know what's going on in each other's lives. We're also all very aware that everyone curates their photos and makes themselves look great. So when you're looking at what's going on in other people's lives, look at it with a gratitude and happiness mindset. and a celebratory mind that will make you celebrate others as opposed to being jealous of others. Let me unpack that for a moment because it's very powerful. When you celebrate others, you enhance your own brain intelligence, you increase your own happiness, your brain and body will function better, and you will just function in a much more successful mode in your life. If, however, you look at technology and you are envying other people, you become envious, you're jealous, you compare yourself, you wish you had what they had or looked like what they looked like, etc. As soon as you do that, you create brain damage and the potential to create the toxic brain addictive patterns I just explained. So I suggest that when you, in terms of management of your technology, in addition to managing time, probably what's even more important is managing how you deal with the information you gain from what you're looking at when you get onto technology. Celebrate others and mean it. Don't be envious. Don't be jealous. Put a comment on their page saying, oh my goodness, you look amazing. That's so wonderful. I'm so excited for you. And mean it. Because if you do, you've just enhanced your own brain health. You've just increased your own intelligence. You've just increased your own chance of succeeding and having a more meaningful life. That's not such a hard thing to do. It's just a mindset change and it's a choice. When you do that, the benefits are enormous to you and your mental health. The other thing is use technology to grow your brain. One way of not getting depressed is to grow your brain. We designed as deeply intellectual human beings. We designed to have our brain grow constantly, and we do that by learning new information. Now, technology can be a bit like gathering the pieces of a puzzle, but not building the puzzle, and that's not good for the brain. We designed to gather the pieces of the puzzle, in other words, the information, and we designed to think through the information, in other words, build the puzzle. And when you do that, that's when you actually increase brain intelligence and reduce your chance of depression. So there I've given you two really great management tips. So I want to challenge you this next month to try something different. Number one, celebrate others as you look through the social media. And number two, build your brain. When you build your brain, you also avoid all the toxic waste from building up in your brain that can cause depression and anxiety, etc. So instead of then, if you spent an hour on social media, go and spend an hour reading up or studying something, learning how to build your brain, learn something new, do an online course, read a new book. Really study that book, really think it through. My latest book called Think, Learn, Succeed has a lot of excellent techniques, activation tips, and 5 very powerful steps that will teach you how to build your brain, which will then help to prevent technology depression that you can get from overusing technology. Help you to manage your mental health. So I strongly recommend to help you in this journey of managing technology that you get your hands on a copy of my book, Think, Learn, Succeed. I hope this has helped you today. I know you can do this. I know you can make technology work for you and not against you. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf.